high hunger. Yeah, broadly speaking, in machine learning, we're one of the areas of machine learning that has had the biggest growth in the past years and that has driven a lot of this progress has been what is called supervised learning. And what supervised learning means is that you have a data set, and so you have certain data instances, right? And for each data instance, you have a label. So in this example, you have pictures and you have a picture of an apple and you have a label that says, this is an apple, and a picture of a banana and you have a label that says, this is a banana. And so what the algorithm is doing is it takes a representation of that data, right? In some contexts, the data may already be a structured data set. In some other contexts, when you have a language, for instance, then you obtain representations of that data, which we've seen a lot of evolution as well in the past years. We went from having bag of words in which you would represent a text by binary representations that said this word is here, this word isn't it, to word embeddings, which would give you an embedding of each word, where words, proximity between words would mean that in terms of cosine similarity would mean that the word had semantic similarity, to contextual word embeddings, for instance, most recently, that just mean that the embedding of the word depends on the context in which it's being used. But broadly speaking, what you have is a high-dimensional mathematical representation of each one of your data points, and then you have a label for it. And what the algorithm is doing is it's learning regularities in the data that it can then use to predict what the label is. In the most simple example, you just learn, oh, the points in this area are blue, the points in this area are red, so I'm just going to learn a line here and then use that to classify in the future. What this line looks like and the complexity of it has evolved a lot, but basically what we're doing is we're learning statistical relationships based on data that we have observed in the past, and we're using that to make predictions in new data.
Got it. So, the interplay between the design of the algorithm and really the training data set is very important. So, Maria, in addition, I mean, we have Adam just introduced some interesting application that AI has achieved. Maybe you can give us a sense of the future. What are some possible applications of AI or predictions of what AI can do for us in the near future?
Yeah, so I think that there, one of the big elements here is that the big advancements that we've seen are in cases where learning those regularities is enough. So if you go, for instance, back to the previous slide, when you have the apple there, right? And it says, oh, this is an apple. What happens? The algorithm is not yet, it doesn't learn that, oh, this is an apple because of these characteristics, but the color is this. It doesn't have this type of, there's cases in which you can try to predict these things separately, but it doesn't have that level of reasoning. And most importantly, it doesn't have, for instance, a notion of causal relationships. So one of the key elements of learning from data right now is that we're learning based on statistical relationships and based on correlations. And so we say, well, typically, and in the case of images, one of the elements that may happen there is, well, typically I'll predict that something is a dog or a dolphin based on whether it is in the ocean or in land. It's not because I observe the animal, but because of these other contextual elements that influence the prediction, right? And that has a really big impact in what are the questions that the algorithm is answering for us, and especially in how we should be interpreting what the algorithm is answering. Because we're designing the algorithms to answer questions to which we typically attribute a certain cognitive process, we like to assume that the algorithm has that cognitive process as well. And so one of the elements there that I think is one of the big frontiers where there's research going on, but there's still a lot of work to be done, is in a causal learning and being able to say, well, I'm not just predicting this because of a spurious correlation that I happen to observe in the data, but I can tell between what is a characteristic that causes one thing and what is one that doesn't. And I think that that's an area where, in particular, the legal implications of the use of algorithms can change quite drastically.
Definitely. I think this is a good place for us to turn to the next topic, which is the hot button topic of bias discrimination and fairness, because any development improvement in AI appears to have all these implications. So I understand that bias poses a key challenge in machine learning and AI. Maria, maybe you can give us a quick introduction. What is bias in AI?